hey, I didn't see you there. I was just reading my Broke Producer's Guide to Networking. Come have a look. Welcome back, everyone, to episode 2 of the Safari Pedal Show. I'm Abby. I don't know if I should call myself like a host. That feels like a very, very serious word. But I'm your host, Abby. And this episode, we are talking the Broke Producer's Guide to Networking. I just want to put a little disclaimer here and edit this in that this episode is really near and dear to me personally because everything we're going to talk about pretty much led to me getting this job, getting the show in the first place. So for all of you new producers that are feeling a little bit lost in this very big and often I would say chaotic industry, I hope that this little thing could kind of get your wheels turning in your head. That was going so well. Damn it. But pretty much to sum it up, keep your heads up in that opportunities will come. And let's get into the guide now. Chapter 1. Before you start networking, what do you want?
What do you want?
Okay, so I feel like I'm kind of stating things that might be obvious to some, but they were certainly not obvious to me, I would say, 4 months ago. Whether you are a new producer, a mix engineer, songwriter, a live performer, you like to produce anything, any job title fits in, what are your goals? Like, where, if you look kind of into the future, where do you see yourself? Do you want to be producing for artists? And if so, what type of artists? What genre? Do you have a certain scene you want to get into?
Do you want to exclusively mix? Do you want to just kind of be a freelancer? Do you want to work in an established studio? Do you want to be an assistant to a certain engineer?
Basically, as you can hear, the list goes on and on forever. So before we get to the networking part, I would say kind of start thinking about what you want to do, because if you kind of clearly define in your head what your goals are, you've chosen a direction and you'll kind of know where to start walking. None of this came for me. When I was in audio school, one of our teachers was like, where do you guys see yourself in like 10 years? What do you want? And then it hit me. I was like, wow, I'm in audio school learning music producing, and where do I even see myself in 2 years from now? What is my dream job? So kind of get the wheels turning on that, and we will cut to chapter 2. Chapter 2. The very magical power of asking questions. Okay, so this is my mom's favorite thing to tell me all the time, because I am someone who is naturally very shy, and I hate asking questions. Hate. Oh, there's people by the door.
Hello.
Hello, people by the door. You're going to be edited into the episode now. Back to the magical power of asking questions. I'm sure that all of you have questions that are unanswered about, okay, I want to be a producer in this studio. How do I get there? Who do I need to talk to? And I think that it's very easy to fall into kind of like the big picture and not take things in bite-sized pieces and in baby steps. Something that I've personally done that's worked, you can kind of, again, take it or leave it and modify it so it works for you. Once you have a more clear vision of where you want to go and what your kind of, you can say, dream situation, job, wherever it may be, is, okay, who do I need to talk to kind of gather more information about how to get there? I literally just, and it's totally free to do this, which is the best part, I opened up Instagram, I found out which producers, who's in my area, and I just sent them DMs. And that's also how I got this job. There are so many producers out there that I think are perfectly accessible. Find out who your local producers are. Send them a message. Hey, what plugins do you use? And you can start to inquire about job opportunities, things that they did. And I found in like maybe like 80% of the cases, people have been so kind and so helpful. And so from plugins to questions about working in your local area. You can just start to gather. And this is, again, something that was not obvious to me until someone told me to do it, and it really works. So start asking questions and gathering information. I can almost promise that it'll yield results, so go for it. Part two. Was that clear and concise? So, the final point that I want to make today, to gain experience and to figure things out a little bit more, you don't need to necessarily be talking to, working with, working for top tier or the most established producers or people in the field. There's so much value in just finding people that are kind of on the same wavelength and in the same place as you and figuring things out together. All the songs that I've produced that are out thus far have all been produced, co-produced, mixed with my friends who are also new in the field, just trying to figure things out. And we've learned so much and gained lots of production experience, contacts from one another. You can really figure things out together and make some awesome music. So I highly recommend doing so. If you found that this video was helpful, oh my God, this microphone won't stop moving. Please, if you would like, you don't have to, but please like, subscribe, and you can hit that notification bell that is somewhere below. So until next time, that's it. Should I just kind of spin into it? I love this chair. This is like the best chair ever. I'll play Invisible. This is my violin. Valuable and that I want to make is that that's not what I wanted to say, so we're going to do it one last time, and it's going to work because I'm going to swerve into it with style and grace, and it's going to be all flowy, and I won't even have to edit it once, hopefully not.